Kevin McHugh. That was a game that was, that it could have gone either way for so long in that match, but your team showed so much desire to come from behind to eventually win.
Yeah, it was a roller coaster. Anybody watching it, we obviously went 1-0 up, and I thought deservedly so. And then we probably should have scored a second, and that could have changed the whole shape of the game. And we didn't. We missed those couple of chances, and Kerry went ahead. Two soft goals from our point of view, but they went ahead nonetheless, and they could have went in 3-1 up at halftime, and that could have been a different game altogether. So. We rallied at half-time, there was a few words spoken and we changed a few things up, and to be fair they came out and put on a serious shift. We got the wee breaks, obviously a penalty again, but we scored some fantastic goals tonight, and we have real danger and threat in those wide areas, in the front areas and obviously the number 10 area, so really positive in the end up, but yeah. A lot of stuff to work on.
Yeah, but plenty of talking points as well, Kevin. Like when you pair that game back, chances at either end, decisions for the referee to make two penalty calls. Some might say the second penalty call that went in favour of Harps was a wee bit soft, but you'll take decisions like that.
Oh, absolutely. For the amount of decisions that can go against us at times, anything comes our way, we take it. But again, the boys, two different penalty takers. We had a 16-year-old playing centre-half and obviously young Gavin again in the number 10 position. I thought the two of them were superb tonight again. So that's a huge plus for us as staff. We see players coming in from the academy and really taking the jersey and saying, I want to play here.
Yeah.
So that's a huge positive for everybody.
Yeah, that's Josh Cullen in there at centre-half. Part of a kind of a patched up defence, really.
Yeah, you can see we missed Connor back there. Connor's such an influential figure in the change room, and when he's on the pitch, he just reads the game so well. He's our Paul McGrath, as they say. But he reads the game so well, and he attacks the ball so well, and he organises around him. And we definitely missed his experience on there tonight. But definitely, I thought when we addressed a few things at half time, Max and Josh stood up to the task, as did Joe Bradley at left back. Because they have a lot of good players, and when they hit in the counter attack, they're as good as anybody, you know.
Yeah, and listen, that's another example there tonight. Kerry, a good side, Kevin. There's not a lot between any of the clubs in this first division.
Oh, absolutely. I can't think of anybody that you would say, oh, don't mind playing them at home. There's nobody. There's absolutely nobody. Obviously, we're away to Dundalk, the outright favourites on Monday night, but there's nothing between the teams. Everybody has that two or three players that can hurt you, and Kerry's players that we identified all week, and we just couldn't stop them. They hurt us, and they scored goals, but thankfully we just got more than them.
Yeah, well, that's a good run of results for you. That's your first win as manager as well, and that's five games unbeaten. Now on Monday night, another test away to the league leaders, Dundalk.
Yeah, we have a few bodies down, and there will certainly be changes because we have a long bus journey to the Cove then, straight after that. So the turnaround is very quick. We have probably one session maybe to get ready for the Cove game after Dundalk. So yeah, there will be definitely changes for Monday night, but that's what the squad's for. There's energy there, and you can see when you throw players in and trust them, they pay you back, you know. So hopefully it'll be the same again on Monday night.